Colin Cullis, our Business Unusual correspondent, on the line to us this evening from home, because we're responsible that way. The pivots to help beat the virus. What are the pivots? Remind us what pivots are before you get into beating viruses, Superman.
So usually they refer to people who feel bad that their company's failing, and there's a way to rapidly choose and do anything else. They use the very nice-sounding business term to pivot. And in this particular case, the pivot is to all sorts of other businesses, not because the business are failing, simply because it's a real tough time to be able to do that. And as I say that, Bruce, I'm mindful that I'm not sure if I can hear you. Could you just confirm that you can hear me?
Absolutely. You're a little bit snowy. It's like watching a television program with a bit of snow on the edges of the screen. But you're lovely, Colin. We can hear you clearly.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that then. So pivots in this case then are the businesses who have, through innovation, maybe some bit of desperation, I'd like to say a lot of generosity and kindness, have looked to assist their fellow man in a time of need. And I suppose the first bit might be one for all of us, because this is known as the novel coronavirus, and some wit online has already pointed out that if you're going to be locked down and stuck at home for 3 weeks, what a lovely time to write a novel. So these are the ones that are a little more serious than that, though. And it starts, unfortunately, with the ramping up of the number of cases, which led to increased numbers of hospitalizations. And then, as everybody feared, supply issues. First with just masks, gowns, beds. And then, as Italy saw in the last 2 weeks, ventilators. And one of the particular challenges they had with that was specific valves that they needed on these machines that they couldn't get replaced quick enough. And some enterprising local, we call them makers, we've discussed them before. These are 3D printers, but they're from all sorts of industries, and they simply use 3D printing these days as a way of rapidly doing prototyping. But in this particular case, some engineers and people with expertise in 3D printing had found out what the valve was, sought to reproduce it in a sort of a CAD system, and made a version that would allow them to replace the valves that were needed. Life-saving work. Obviously, they're not meant to last. They can't stand up to the kind of cleaning, etc., that they need. And so other companies have subsequently stood in, along with the companies that actually make ventilators, who are absolutely running flat out to try and build these as more and more countries require them. But it was the start of that sort of sense that people don't have to just shrug their shoulders and say, sorry, I can't do anything, but start looking for how they could. So face masks was another one that, while those numbers are being ramped up, it started with a lot of individuals that were just take some fabric and make some masks. Not that it's necessarily that helpful. Ultimately, masks need to be of a certain quality and caliber for it to actually make a difference. But I think a lot of medical staff are certainly appreciating the sentiment of people doing this. If it stops you touching your face, that's a good thing, but that's about as much as it. And then more professional seamstresses, and these days, actual fashion brands have started switching their production lines from their normal stuff to making gowns and to making those masks as they need it, including such car companies, Ford and Tesla, have both undertaken to switch out some of their operational lines to be able to give people or build more of the ventilators.
It's amazing. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you say, hold on a second, car makers, ventilators, but they have air conditioning systems. Tesla, and of course SpaceX. I mean, SpaceX makes all kinds of ventilation systems for space rockets. So, I mean, these guys are ideally positioned to do this.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the wonderful thing. We tend to take manufacturing for granted, but it's actually manufacturing now that's going to have its finest hour, because this is the thing that created civilization for us. And in some regards, I suppose you could say, created a lot of the pollution and the challenge we have with global warming. But in events like this, we really do rely on the people who drive the industry, the people who make stuff. Ultimately, that is what we all need at the end of the day. And in cases like this, when they can rapidly change things, that is so needed, it truly is wonderful to see. And another element, and it's kind of fun just to see the spectrum of this, face guards, are those large plastic shields that particularly workers in very high-risk areas, screening situations, for example, have to wear just to make sure that they can deal with lots of people without having to constantly be changing masks and cleaning up. And they, too, obviously run in short supply. And online you'll find alternative versions that can be made. And the thing that made me smile is that somebody even came up with a DIY version made from a 2-liter Kudrit bottle, a classic 2-liter, once again, coming to the rescue. And here's one that I actually see possibly doing commercially well. Thingiverse is a website for 3D makers to share, collaborate, and post the designs of little products and gizmos that they think might be useful to somebody, sometimes just for artistic purposes, sometimes as actual prototypes for particular products. And there's one that is a door handle operator. It's a small gadget. You hold it in your hand, but by holding the part that you hold, it frees up the rest of it to open door handles, push doors, pull doors, press buttons, and do everything else that otherwise you'd have to constantly be cleaning your hands or worrying about transferring it. The thing is small enough, it hangs on your keychain, you can hang it on the side of your belt, which I think a lot of people, if they have 3D machines, 3D printers, they're probably making themselves one, but probably will be available for some people to use as well.
I mean, this is 3D printing's coming of age. Up until now, they've made pretty sculptures and things like that. This is finally a real demonstration, Colin Cullis, of how 3D printing is fundamentally going to change the world. Because in the case of Italy, which you mentioned with the respirator parts that had to be specially manufactured, the original equipment manufacturers couldn't make the parts and they couldn't deliver on time. But the 3D printers were able to figure it out and to do it within a day or two. And it just does revolutionize manufacturing into the future.
It does, and again, the company to watch for who's really pushing the boundaries on this is the likes of SpaceX, Elon Musk's space company, because there with the rapid prototyping they're doing for spaceships, they're actually printing rocket engines. These are metal printers, and they're not meant to be the long-term versions that are going to fly to space, but it allows them to test things very, very quickly. And when they fail, they sort of don't lose much time. They don't lose a lot of money. And you're right, this is where 3D printing, specifically in an emergency, can show how it can rapidly give you an opportunity to test something and deploy it if need be, even if just for a temporary period while the actual production can take over. But I was mentioning some of the digital options that exist as well, and some are quite clever. I'm going to start with one that actually has been around all the while, and this is maybe a new use for you to use it. Anybody with an Android device or somebody who uses Google Maps has the option to turn on your location tracking. And usually, privacy concerns, etc., you might have said, oh, I'm not going to do that. But as we're potentially in lockdown, you shouldn't be moving around a whole lot. It's not a bad idea to switch it on, because if you do move around and you kind of forget where you were, it will keep track of where you were, when you were there, and even the time of day you were there. Should you have to test positive and people say, listen, can you help us with the contact tracking? You simply have to open up the app and it'll show where you were for the last while, as long as you want to go, which could be very useful. But another app called Zenly has taken it one step further. It's kind of aimed at a much younger demographic. It's for young people to coordinate where they're going to be if they're heading down the mall or doing things like that. And they've actually created a leaderboard. So while you're at home, it's measuring the time you're at home, and that'll compare you to your friends and show you who spent the longest at home, to give you another reason just to sit right there and not going anywhere.
It's lovely. I mean, there's nothing that the human spirit likes more than than a bit of a competition. And if sitting on your backside and being lethargic is the new sport, because all other sport has been cancelled, then this is going to be very popular.
Indeed, and it actually has, I didn't know this about it, but it's got a very real-world use that they've even deployed it for emergency responders. So you imagine firefighters arrive at a scene. This app effectively tracks where each of them are. So whoever is coordinating who they need to have where, typically you're using radios calling in where you're now, and then somebody trying to describe where they are, and that's maybe difficult in smoky scenes or terrain you don't know. Now physically you've got everybody on this app on the phone. You can see where they are, you can see where they're moving, give instructions, come back from there, move over there. So a lot of these things really, as much of them being created as crazy little apps on your phone, are starting to show some real-world useful stuff. The worry for a lot of people possibly that South Africa will now have prohibition for 21 days. No alcohol available. Reminded me of a story some weeks back when hand sanitizers were first suggested as a very important way for keeping the virus at bay. And some people said, oh, well, I've got another use now for my vodka. I simply buy a bottle of vodka and I can keep myself happy and keep myself clean.
And cheaper than a lot of hand sanitizers, if that is feasible, yes.
Well, this is what the responsible vodka maker in question came back to advise them to say, well, actually, hand sanitizers need to have at least 60% alcohol. It's the kind of stuff that if you had to drink that level, alcohol would leave you in a very poor state. Typically, spirits are half that value. But recently, as hand sanitizers have spiked in demand and access to alcohol has dried up, as it were, these distillers have made 40,000 liters of it available and willing to do more as donations to those pharmaceutical companies who actually make the sanitizers. What they did need in the U.S. certainly was the U.S. Treasury to exempt the excise, because that's quite a big bit. And here in South Africa, distillers have made a similar contribution, or they've made the offer, and we just need SARS now to also green light that, and then the guys who are needing to make hand sanitizer should hopefully get a brand new source of it that certainly nobody else is going to be using for the next 21 days. Those who are going to the gym, they are in the toughest bind, because as we found out this evening, despite some earlier things about being able to leave the house and go for a jog, etc., you won't be able to do that. Thankfully, though, you can have a gym at home. You're not going to have the machines, but you will have access to all the exercises. Just last week, my wife did her first Pilates class on YouTube. Everything as per normal, great class. She is walking around saying it was a particularly tough class. But there's a local app called PB, which is available, and it doesn't just connect you to sort of played or old versions of it. You can actually connect yourself to an actual trainer. And for trainers like musicians and many other industries that have been really significantly harmed by this, being able to be in contact with a trainer who can motivate you but also allow you to continue to support them is a wonderful option. And, of course, staying healthy requires you to do some physical exercises. And if you want to go the whole hog while you're sitting at home, mental exercises are a good one too, and there isn't a better opportunity for somebody to try those MOOCs now. These are the online courses. Very many of them are free, allow you to learn something you've never tried before, possibly thinking about your own pivot to a new career if you fear your industry is maybe not going to survive this one. That could be a great one for you to try. And while the ISPs are obviously, and the internet service providers are going to have their hands full ensuring that the internet is up and running, it is impressive to see that streaming services have made a lot more of their libraries available. Some ISPs here in South Africa have been kind enough to double the bandwidth that they've been giving to their customers. It's a very clever marketing thing, because once you get used to speed, you can't go back. That was quite clever.
No, absolutely. But the point is, if you are audible and for not much extra cost, you can say to people, and maybe you limit your library or whatever the case is, but you say to people, you know what, we understand that you are going to be facing a very, very lonely and difficult time. How about you just listen to some audiobooks? You may never have listened to audiobooks before. If they can get you hooked on Audible, then they've got a customer for life. It is this is the time in which great brands are built or broken.
Indeed, and some of them are certainly going to do very well. There's final couple of ones. Romance for singles stuck at home. That's kind of tough. A couple of enterprising guys in New York with very little else to do at the moment created an online version of Love is Blind. That's a Netflix series where you go on a date, but you can't see each other. And in this case, you register online and you connect on a phone call. So you just get to have a phone call at the end of the evening. You decide whether or not you want to have another date. And again, you can follow along on Instagram. So all the social goodness that goes into it. But you mentioned sports earlier, and that really has been devastating. I think a lot of people thought, ha, I'm going to get to sit at home, no problem. I'm going to watch all the sports I wanted. And then, all the sports got cleared up. And we've talked about esports before, and I never thought I'd say a virus would be the thing to make esports mainstream, but it looks like it may be. And the two sports that have sort of taken the lead on this one is F1, Formula One, and most recently in the US, NASCAR. This last weekend, they did the race that they would have held at an actual circuit virtually with all of the drivers driving the cars and then broadcast it. It's the largest broadcast esports they've had in America so far. About 1 million people watched it. It's about a quarter of what they usually get. But this was watching a computer game and them racing around a virtual track. So it really is quite impressive, some of the things that people have been up for doing. And the final one, which I give you, is a local company called Bainu. They are a marketing company that allow companies who want to make sure that their customers don't have to pay for the data to access their websites to have worked with the Department of Health so that the coronavirus website that we have, that's an excellent source of information, if you go to coronavirus.datafree.co, you can visit that site and not use any data. And I think that's the final one I'd mentioned to you for. Just wonderful innovation, clever thinking, opportunities to help each other in a time of otherwise very, very difficult things.
Colin Cullis, thank you very much for that. It really is motivating and inspiring to hear those tales.